Sharon G. Flake might be Pittsburgh's best-known author of young adult fiction, including novels like the classic The Skin I'm In. Flake's new novel is a companion to the 1998 bestseller. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll has this profile.
It was more than 20 years ago, recalls Andrea Davis Pinkney. She's a book editor based in New York who one day reached into a pile of unsolicited manuscripts and, at random, pulled out one mailed from Pittsburgh.
And the first thing I read was, the first time I seen her, I got a bad feeling inside. Not like I was in danger or nothing. Just like she was somebody I should steer clear of. To tell the truth, she was a freak like me. The kind of person folks can't help but tease.
That was how Davis Pinkney discovered Sharon Flake. Those are the original opening lines of Flake's debut novel, The Skin I'm In. It's narrated by Malika Madison, a smart, dark-skinned black girl who was bullied at her new middle school. The book has sold some 1.7 million copies worldwide, and it launched Flake's career as an award-winning author. Davis Pinkney says it also broke new ground for the late 1990s.
No one was talking about issues of complexion, race, identity, self-esteem in girls.
Davis Pinkney spoke at an online event celebrating Flake's latest novel. Titled The Life I'm In, it's from the perspective of Charlize Jones, the girl who bullied Malika in The Skin I'm In. Charlize, at 16, is an orphan with serious troubles of her own. Expelled from multiple schools, she's sent down south to live with relatives, but instead is ensnared by a sex trafficker. At the book event, Flake read Char's narration, which picks up after a phone call with Malika early in the book and references Char's older sister, Juju.
She don't even say bye. My eyes close and I pretend I'm back in my room, sitting at my desk coloring. My mother's downstairs cooking red beans and rice, her favorite. My dad's in the bathroom banging a hammer on something he wanna fix, but probably don't got the skills to fix. Juju is somewhere partying, like she done when they was alive.
Flake grew up in Philadelphia. In 1973, she enrolled at the University of Pittsburgh and has been here ever since. After college, she worked as a counselor for teens at a foster placement agency before returning to Pitt for a public relations job. She also continued her own writing, spurred in part by the birth of her daughter.
Because once she came, then I started writing and talking verbal stories at first about dark-skinned girls to her. And then I just got very disciplined and focused about writing.
The Skin I'm In, her first book, was published when Flake was 42. It's now reached generations. Brittany Thurman, a former assistant of Flake's, read it as a teenager.
I could connect with this main character, and that's not something that I really saw in the books that I had around me or the books that I read. And that's why, you know, I really gravitate towards her work, being able to see a character that represents myself and not have to place who I am into a story. It's already there.
Audrey Morell is acting dean of Pitt's Honors College. She knew Flake when they both worked at Pitt.
I gave copies of The Skin I'm In to my nieces. I sent them all copies when that book first came out. And they're now adult and, you know, professionals and working full time. And so I heard recently from one of them, she said that was one of my favorite books.
Flake's personal appearances are widely in demand. Librarians like her too. Andrea McNeil, Youth Services Librarian at the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh's Homewood Branch, appreciates that Flake's books cover everything from dating to gun violence.
I tend to steer readers to her work because it is so relevant.
To that point, Flake's latest novel isn't just a chance to revisit her iconic characters from a new angle. She says that with its dive into human trafficking, The Life I'm In is her most challenging book yet.
I wanted people to see that these were children, that there are a lot of children that are being impacted, and to show their humanity.
It's also a story of female solidarity.
It became a story about girls and women, right, lifting one another up, right, in difficult times. It became a story about resilience and second chances.
I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.